The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great, and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Hey guys, we're here for another episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What's Luau's and Lies tonight? I'm Ashley Daniels, your host. I'm here with...
Hey, I'm Jill Annenberg.
Hi, I'm Cassidy Gard.
We felt Barbie Girl is kind of kind of fitting for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're not saying anybody's plasticky, but you never know.
We're not saying they're not.
Yeah, we're not saying they're not. Exactly. You know. We still got the music in our ear, fellas, although I love the song.
Do
but
like it. He's going to do a soft fade out.
I love it.
Had to end on Hanky Panky.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I hate when they don't end on the parts of the songs. I'm like, damn it. That's the part I liked. So thanks, Phil. Okay, so Luau's and Lies tonight, another drama-filled episode for us. Definitely something that we were hoping for and we received yet again. Let's start off with Kim and actually start off with the Luau. Kim's right. the luau for Kim Jr. what do you call the girl when it's the daughter? She named her daughter Kim. Is it, that's not Junior. What would it be?
Juniette.
Okay, Kim Juniette's graduation.
I would not want to follow Kim's footsteps. No offense.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, you learn from your mistakes. She seems to have learned from them. She looked good tonight, though.
She did look good.
She looked so cute.
I think kids go opposite sometimes. Like, if their parents have a lot of issues or alcoholics, like, it makes them see the effects that it has, and they're much more conservative. I swear, it's always the opposite.
No, more times,
I've seen
that's
that
very
so
true.
Many times.
More times than not,
her
that's
daughters
the case.
Seem like they have a really good head on their shoulders.
You were thinking that tonight, too? I really noticed that when she was speaking to Kim, when Kim was speaking to her daughter.
And they're gorgeous.
They're very mature.
So beautiful. Pretty. And they're really naturally beautiful, and they wear nice dresses.
I think they get their looks from the daddy since we saw the baby daddy tonight. How sexy is Kim's ex?
Oh, my God. I want to know, how did she score him?
I want to know how she dated.
Really
what's
beautiful.
His name last season? How could she go from Desi Arnaz, sexy Enrique Iglesias looking guy, to what was his name?
I don't know. He's a dill.
Ken? Was it Ken?
No, that's...
Oh, the ex-boyfriend?
No, I know that. I know that.
Might have been.
What was his... Oh, I forget his name.
No, I have to say, I disagree, though, that how did she catch that guy? I think that both her and Kyle were super beautiful.
Oh, I'm not saying she's not pretty. I'm just saying she's crazy.
But you're saying how'd she catch it? But
yeah.
He's got dimples, dark hair, tall, dark, and handsome. He was adorable.
There's a lot of stuff, though, with Kim that had happened. I mean, I know that she... You're saying she was crazy, but she went through this really bad thing where, like... Her ex, or they were together. He died in a really tragic accident, and she like never recovered from it, and then got with this guy. I mean, she's had really hard things happen, and I think she looks a little busted now. I'm sorry, but it's the alcohol. It
but
does
she looks
it
better
to your
than
system.
She did. Last
she's
season,
definitely
obviously.
Looks. Mm. She's pulling herself together. But if we're gonna talk about if she can score a man, like. I think her humor and personality is pulling through now.
I didn't see him without his sunglasses. There could very well be something frightening under there, but I don't think so because he just looked beautiful.
That was
shocking, but now the daughters are dark, and now we know why.
The new wife was there. The new wife.
You noticed that, and you said that she was – you felt like Kim was being maybe a little touchy with her ex.
You know, they share a child and the child's graduating, and I think moments like that she probably thinks, oh, what if, you know, right. we were a husband and a wife celebrating our daughter, but the mm-hmm. new stepmom's there and, you know, she was standing right there and the stepdaughter seemed to like her. I think anything like that would be tough if you're a single mom, but she's trying to hold it together.
Well, Yolanda's that way with Mohammed. So more time, I mean, it seems like this is something that's recurring in their past relationships. Mm-hmm. And even Kyle is close to her ex. If you remember Farrah's graduation party, he was there. This was maybe two seasons ago. And they were hugging and they were, and she'd even mentioned, we have a great relationship. He and I always remained best friends. So it's always good when it's that way because then the kids don't suffer. Mm-hmm. And they can see their parents together and they can see their parents actually still being able to have a conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Holidays must be easier.
I still think that I would imagine that all the drama would be between the exes and the wives and the new wife, like all of that, but it's so drama-free. It's like random new friends that don't get along. Hello, Joyce and Brandy.
Well, it's all, right. Well, it's all, it's the only things we see. We don't know really behind closed doors, but what we see is obviously that they're getting along and they're making it look good for the cameras, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all troopers signing their, you know, releases getting on the show, going on the show for these little episodes.
Yeah. It's interesting to me because now the kids are older, so it doesn't matter as much. But Brandy had mentioned at one point, like, things that I do on this show can affect my custody. Because when you have ongoing custody battles and someone's drinking a ton, they're falling over, the ex-husband can say, hello, judge, look at my wife. Like, I don't trust my children in her care. So mm-hmm. things like that, when you have the little kids, I think you have to be really cognizant. Because custody battles, if you have it on reality TV, that's all they need to see.
Right. No, exactly. I agree. But so going back to the luau, we see the hot ex. All right. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, we see a couple of things that sparked our interest. The first being Carlton's legs are sexy as hell. She has the best legs.
She has the best body.
The best body, best legs. She just looked incredible. Watching mm-hmm. her eat a burger made me want to cry. I'm like, why can't I look like that and eat a burger? Why?
You can.
Oh, please. She really did look. It was so cute. I think they should be on like a Carl's Jr. commercial, the way she and Brandy ate a burger. They made hell it look yeah. really sexy. Obviously not when Brandy was throwing up later. She got sick. But prior to that, when they were sitting on the stoop, it mm-hmm. looked pretty good.
Well, what
I
did
have
we
to say.
Think about the fact that, I mean, Kyle seemed to be a little miffed that they couldn't just go inside, enjoy the burgers on the couch.
I understand it. I think the thing was they both were saying they felt like nauseous from doing pole dancing, which who gets nauseous from that? But anyways, and drinking. And you know, the second you walk into a party, you have to say hi to 50 people.
Right.
So she just wanted to put something in her stomach, get right. situated, chill for a minute before getting like attacked by Joyce.
Right.
And go in. I personally didn't think it was a big deal.
I think they're in that phase now where they're new biffles. They're just new best friends. And you know when you have that new best friend, you want to do everything with them mm-hmm. and you want to do it all alone and you want to have inside jokes and you don't want to include anybody. And I just feel like they're in that phase. I mean, clearly they planned the blue dresses that they both wore to Lisa's house later, the exact same color blue. I think they're in that phase.
I think subconsciously they planned it. I don't see Carlton and Brandy being the type, let's wear matching dresses.
You don't? I see them
doing
like
that. They seem like so, like, they don't give it. Flying.
I know, mm-hmm. but I felt like it was a little too...
It was pretty you know. Perfect blue, but...
Yeah. So we see them, and then we go inside, and Kim did a great job. She set up the party really nice for her daughter. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. It was a cute
great music. Now, what did you think about the comment that Joyce made regarding... Joyce and Kyle made regarding Carlton ordering a drink? First of all, if they're offering alcohol... I understand they weren't offering. You said that they were just offering beer. What did she got?
I didn't say that.
Did someone say that?
When they asked the bartender, he was like, "I don't have any liquor, but we have beer."
Right, but I wouldn't think that that's an issue to go to someone's house who's sober and order a drink if they're offering alcohol. I can see if they were like this, and there's no alcohol in this house.
When you typically walk up to a bar, you order a cocktail.
Right. So no one's thinking in their heads the entire time. You know, she's a recovering alcoholic.
Do you think it was non-alcoholic beer?
I don't know. I we didn't hear anything about Kim stressing that this was going to be a non-alcoholic party. She did mention that they had non-alcoholic
drinks
for the kids.
I don't think that Kim's the type that wants to stress, like, okay, everyone, remember, I'm recovering. It's non-alcoholic. I think she probably, if it was, wanted to be really nonchalant. But at the same time, I cannot blame Carlton, who's the new girl, doesn't really know Kim and what she's gone through. Anyone that goes to an adult party and there's teenagers would assume that there could be beverage. So I don't think Carlton was in the wrong, but I also can kind of see why Kim might have just discreetly been like, oh, you know, they're virgin cocktails, which means, like, you know, a very way to gloss over, hello, I went in rehab last year.
I don't think Bravo gave us enough background on that, enough information for us to even, but I believe that it's fine to order a drink at a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not the first thing on your mind. The first thing on your mind, it's a party. It's a graduation party. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody's walking around with the mindset of, oh, she's a recovering alcoholic 24/7.
Well, I also do think when you're a mom and you have your teenage girls and they're all under the age of 21, and then all of Kimberly's friends, you are going to be very responsible if those teenagers mm-hmm. have some sips of vodka in the corner and then they go drive. I think moms of teenagers have to be really careful. So maybe it was less about Kim and more she didn't want to have to deal with patrolling. Did you have vodka? Did you have a shot? Like, 50, like, teenage girls, are they drinking or not drinking?
I thought it was interesting that Joyce was pointing fingers, or at least she and Kyle both said that, but we mentioned, well, you had tweeted about the dress. Do you want to talk about what you thought about the dress?
Oh, well, I was just, I just thought that it was interesting.
The plunging neckline.
That, you know, teenagers love dressing a little skanky. They love showing off. But it was the 30-something older woman that decided to wear a cleavage-bearing dress that goes down to her belly button. And mm-hmm. I thought it might have been trying a little hard. And as Carlton said, she Joyce looks ridiculous.
She never holds back.
There you go. So what did we think about the dress?
Again, like we were all saying, it's just a ploy for attention. She can never let anything else be about the child going, you know, to college for her graduation. It has to be all about Joyce. And she looked stupid. Like, it wasn't classy or like, ooh, sexy. Look at those boobs. It was like, are you kidding?
I mean, maybe she thought it'd be fun to wear lots of color for a kid's party or something. But
and she knew it wasn't a pool party because she didn't have a bikini top on under. She had some double sick tape circa J-Lo, the Grammys, early
2000s. I wasn't even as shocked about the dress, believe it or not, as I was about the head. What was on her head?
Like, was 25 that a scrunchie? Flowers.
Oh, they were flowers?
I think it was flowers because it was a luau.
Okay, look like a giant scrunchies all over her head. I guess I need to go back and pause and take a closer look at that, take a closer gander at that. But I was not impressed by that. The dress,
she's
I didn't actually know
the only one that seemed to think it was a costume party.
Okay, yeah.
Because no one else was, they were wearing, like, very casual cover-ups. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to go to a girl's graduation party, you cannot dress bigger, bolder, more outrageous than the girl of the hour. I mean, which is Kimberly graduating. She overshadowed her.
Don't wear a dress that requires double stick tape so your nipples might show. Mm-hmm. Maybe just start with that.
To a high school graduation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey.
Just saying.
You know what? I guess there's always time for TNA, right? There's always time for some plunging neckline and a little bit of skin here and there. How else are we going to get drama from a child's graduation
party?
To have been something.
I keep seeing Mauricio showing up to all this. He's there for Kyle. But it's interesting that Joyce's husband isn't really integrating himself with, you know, like a party like this.
Wanting to do that.
I don't blame him.
I'm not sure if he really wants to go back after the dinner he just had at Sir.
Well, and Lisa had even mentioned, she was like, or not Lisa, Kim, she at Lisa's house, she said, thank you so much for coming. I know you wanted to get home to your hubby. So he clearly was around.
Right.
He didn't want to go.
No, I don't blame him. I wouldn't either.
Right. I feel like I should take my jacket off. It's a little hot in here.
Take your jacket off. I think she should take it off.
It's a little hot in here for real, though. Can we make it a little cooler, if possible?
Well, do.
Thank you so much. Because I don't know if I want to take my jacket off. I'm like, wait, should I? Okay, anyway. So, all right. So we got, all right. So that's, I think we drained the luau. That's all that really we had to touch upon. Unless you have anything else to talk about for that.
I think we're good.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, all right, Kim versus Lisa. I think that's our next topic. As much as I've loved Kim so far, I'm really aggravated with her. I did not think that was called for. She goes to someone's house, similar to Joyce. As much as I'm not on Joyce's side in most of the things she does. Like I said a few weeks ago, I'm definitely on her. Thank you so much, Phil. I'm definitely on her side regarding someone going to her party that she's hosting and attacking her. And in this case, Lisa's having a, you know, get together for something for charity for these girls in foster care. She is going out of her way to make it a nice experience for everybody. And Kim walks in there with a chip on her shoulder. She's aggravated. I think she should have called Lisa ahead of time and said, listen, I'm going to come today, but I'm aggravated at you.
Or I'm going to come 20 minutes early, settle it like mature adults.
Right.
And move on.
It was very immature of her. I felt like she went backwards a few steps in her. I feel like this is her sobriety and everything is all together with peacemaking. And I think she's really trying. And I felt like this was kind of going backward for her.
Well, the elephant in the room was that she was just making herself look like a fool because, yes, Lisa was in town. Yes, Lisa could have gone to the party. Lisa did not want to go to the party, so she sent a very nice gift from Tiffany's. There's really nothing else to it except for the fact that Kim's just going to have to be told to her face, yeah, I was in town, but I just gotten back from a trip, and your daughter's party wasn't exactly my priority. It sounds harsh, but that is the position that she put Lisa in, to basically have to finally get it out of her.
But she already told her ahead of time she cannot make it. So if someone tells you ahead of time,
you should know.
Right. And furthermore, for me at least, if I had a party and, for instance, you said to me, you know, I cannot make it, and then I saw you at a function you were having and I was literally saying, why didn't you make it? It's weird. You'd be like, I already talked to you about this. So I was surprised Lisa didn't say, I already told, like, I think she said it, but I felt like she should have stressed more. We already been there, done that. We've had this conversation.
Lisa didn't do anything wrong. But it was a little bit tough because Lisa said, I was in Missouri. So when you point blank know that someone's lying to your face and you want to get to the bottom of it, she finally got it out of her. No, okay. She was not in Missouri. She was at Sir, but
I get what
Sir was more important to her than going to Kimberly's
graduation
party. Well,
she had just flown home that day, and I think she thought that it was a day party, not a night party. And even if she did misunderstand, her intention was not to go.
Right.
People only care about their own kids. I don't give a shit about your kid. Right. I'm not going to go. I just flew home. I'm tired. I'm going to go to Sir. I'm not supposed to say.
She was denying that she was at Sir. You know, she's like, I was in Missouri. But I don't blame her because she was pushed to that level of having to lie because Kim was so aggravated at her.
Now, if she were lying, if I were to lie, what I would do is I would already have everything planned out. I would tell my husband ahead of time, listen, we got back at 2 o'clock. Okay. 2 o'clock. You got it? Okay. Great. She was so blindsided by this. I've been in that moment before where someone's like, they ask me something and I'm like, wait, where was I? What night was that? And then I look like I'm lying, but really I don't remember. It's happened to me before. And I felt like I could see that was happening to her at that moment. She did not plan to lie, so she didn't know exactly what time she got back. She was like, yeah, I did run to Sir. I mean, she owns the restaurant. Maybe they called her for something. She probably has a million things on her plate. I'm Team Lisa on this one. I didn't like the way Kim treated her, and I didn't think it was right. I didn't think it was the right time, and it definitely wasn't right the way she dragged Ken into it.
No, and I think that Ken handled it fine because he, you know, he said his piece, and then he was like, you know what? Forget it. Like, drop it. And then he walked out of
his
the room.
His piece was the absolute truth. It's the fact that when they were sitting all waiting to go to Hawaii last year and she lost her identification to go on the plane, they're sitting for hours and hours, and then she came a couple days later.
And they smiled and they went on with their day. They didn't attack her for it.
It's tough because he is bringing up stuff that happened when she was intoxicated. It was before, everything was before rehab. And I think when people go to a place like that, there's like your life before rehab and your life after. And regardless, you kind of differentiate yourself. That doesn't make excuses, but she needs to remember the shit that she did.
Yep.
Sorry, Phil. Mm-hmm. This one's rubbing off.
Sorry,
Phil. I'm trying to watch it. I haven't said the F word.
And I'm completely filtered right now. We've literally, I love it. This is awesome. It would be really bad if it were the both of us. It would be bad.
Okay.
I'll stay clean. But I like actually hearing you say that word. I feel like we're bringing you over to the dark side. Woo! I like this one. She's rubbing off. I love it. No, I totally get what you're saying. But also when you do go to rehab, you think everybody's gone to rehab with you almost, like everybody's starting fresh with you. It's like,
I definitely commend her for going, and I think she's made so much progress, and it like shows like physically and mentally, like the way she's now carrying on in her life. However, what you did still affected so many people.
And it doesn't go away.
Yeah, that doesn't go away. And I get it that like you do the steps and you ask for forgiveness and blah, blah, blah. But still, like, you ruined a trip. You ruined a lot of things. So if she just didn't come to your kid's party, which she already said she wasn't going to, let it go.
Right.
Like, accept an apology. That's what these girls need to do, and they don't ever.
And be gracious that Lisa did send a gift.
See, a nice gift.
It could have been like, you know what? You really went out of your way to do something nice for my daughter, and I have to say I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Something that absolutely shows that you're grateful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I thought that was really incredible.
She never acknowledged it.
I think there's something wrong with her. Sometimes I really think that there's something, I just think there's something so immature about her that it's just, sometimes it comes out and other times it doesn't. And so I get confused because sometimes I'm like, okay, look at her. She's doing this. She's doing that. Good, you know, go Kim. And other times I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? You are like, are you sick in the head? Like wrong time, wrong place. You're rude. You're disrespectful. What is wrong with you? And then other times I'm like, you go, girl. So she's the only one that can tear me up that much. I'm just like,
She's the only one that Mike. I love those confessional hours.
Oh, thank God for those.
Woo!
How funny.
Her confessionals are right. so good.
But someone is sweet and, like, carefree. I'm surprised she can be so mean at times.
She was really harsh. She was, like, spitting the words out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has there's something else going on there. There's something else prior to that. If you're really good friends with somebody and they don't come to something, I just can't see you getting that aggravated. There's some stuff we haven't seen that maybe has to come out soon because I don't get it. Okay. Maybe she's mad at her. Maybe she's taking it out on her because she sees that Kyle and Lisa, according to Brandy, are really close again. Maybe it's aggravating her. She's feeling like, because she doesn't really like Lisa to begin with from last season.
I think it's a left out thing because you know what? If it was one of Kyle's daughters and they were having a huge shindig at Kyle and Mauricio's home, I know Lisa would be there.
So you think it's like an insecurity maybe?
I think it was just something.
What, is my house not as good? My
it was just something where she knows she's not as close, but her sister is. And I think anytime you plan something and you prepare and you have it all ready and people aren't like, oh, I can't wait to come. And they're kind of like, well, I'm going to be out of town. It does ping you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, okay, well, it'd be more fun if everyone wanted to come. But mm-hmm. I do think Kim is very, very sensitive, and it hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
But she didn't express it in that
right
way.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
but
right.
just because your sister's friends with someone, like my sister and I are super tight, and we share a lot of the same friends. But over the years, some friends we've kind of split ways with, and
close in age?
Me and my sister, yeah.
Okay.
We're 16 months apart. Go
okay.
mom.
Oh,
go
wow.
dad.
Yeah, really?
It would
yeah,
be weird,
seriously.
Though. Like, say you and your sister had to hang out with someone.
Oh, no, she's, like, best friends still with a few girls that I just kind of drifted
but
from.
But do you still have to hang out with them even though you drifted from them?
At events that she hosts, like, I'll see them, but I don't keep in touch with them. And
right.
I don't care.
Are they watching? Hi. She doesn't like you.
Can I flip off?
Yeah, no.
Anti-bullying.
I know, exactly.
That's what I was going for. No, but I think that Kim knows that she's not as tight with Lisa. And if her sister is, like, who cares? That's
right.
just how, I mean, certain people vibe and get along better than others.
Yeah.
So she just needs to, like, let
it
go.
See, I don't see it like that. I see it as she's angry at Lisa because she's secretly, not secretly, but deep down, she doesn't like seeing maybe Lisa and Kyle get close again because she feels like it's kind of Kyle's kind of taking a side in sort of a way.
Well, you know
because
what?
Because she's so annoyed by what she did last season. I think she loves being close to her sister now, so it could just be that too.
Yeah, and also we're 11 episodes in and finally she had a storyline that did not have to do with the dog.
Oh,
and
my God.
Praying,
I mean, we love
and wishing
Kingsley.
And waiting for it.
We
so.
Love Kingsley. We love watching Kingsley do this, do that. But it's like at some point, yeah, exactly. We were waiting for something. So go, Kim.
Do you think that this is going to be prolonged in other episodes or are we going to wrap this up with a nice bow and we don't have to hear about
it again? I think Ken and Lisa know that they're dealing with something very fragile.
Delicate.
Yeah, I think it's going to go away.
Well, and I think that Lisa and Ken are both classy and they know how to handle situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And divert from them as well.
Yeah. I mean, she made Ken uncomfortable in
Super
his
uncomfortable.
Own home. He wanted to get out of Dodge. And I love Ken. He's so
I love
nice.
Ken, too.
Yeah, I do. I do like him.
He's such a
sweetie. Yeah, he's normal. He's like the only other than Mauricio. He's mm-hmm. pretty fucking normal.
Oh, I love it.
Look at I'm telling you not to. Okay, so. All right.
But, you go,
girl. What they were there for at the end of the day was a good cause. It was mm-hmm. for charity. These little tiny dresses we were talking about. Who's going to really fit into these dresses anyway? They're all size zero. But I'm sure, you know, there's some foster people that can fit into them. I'm
you know
sure
what
it's
would
not.
Have been cool is if they could auction off these gowns because they were Roberta Cavalli. They were really great things.
That would be a great
auction
idea.
All that off and then take that money and give each girl $150, $200 wherever mm-hmm. they wanted to go because – a lot of girls are not going to fit into those dresses. I'd have a hard time fitting into those dresses.
Right,
so
right.
any of us, you know, it's. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to have like 45 dresses brought to this foster home for girls, and they're just going to be stuck with them, and they're not going to fit.
Right, right.
I think maybe if the girls are smart, they can put them on Craigslist, sell them themselves, mm-hmm. and say which housewife it was, and then they can make the money.
Or they could, yeah. Or they can start eating healthier and, you know, and with that said, segue into SlimFast because
mm-hmm.
what better way to get healthy, right? So with SlimFast, 2 weeks is all you need to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Go
SlimFast! Yeah! All right, topic. Next topic of conversation we've all been waiting for. Drum roll. Joyce and Brandy finally hash it out. Yes. We've been waiting for this.
Woo!
I feel, okay, this was like, I really wanted to see a little more with the tears and with the, there was no screaming. But I still got the drama because we saw unapologetic apologies.
Yeah.
Those apologies that just mean S-H-I-T. Just like, yeah, that's totally.
Spell it out.
Right.
Spell it out, Ashley.
It's like, come on now, that's an apology. Okay, as much as we have, at least I have, you know, stated that Joyce annoys the crap out of me, I felt for Joyce tonight. Mm-hmm. Now I'm calling her Joy. Joyce tonight. I did not. I'm bullying. I didn't like the way Brandy started off the conversation because I know it took me a while to realize how best to approach an apology. And I realized that it's always saying from the beginning, listen, here's what I did wrong. I'm laying it out for you. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for this. Let's talk about this, but I'm letting you know ahead of time. I'm at fault for this. Now, then you kind of clear out the field. It's not so, there's not
convoluted.
So much. Right, right. But instead she starts off just saying, listen, I'm not a racist. I am not this. I'm not that. You did this. You did this. And she's pointing fingers immediately. So now she's already kind of, you know, started off on the wrong foot. And so Joyce's response is, obviously she has to respond the way she did. But what did you guys think of the entire apology before Joyce's response?
I don't know why it had to be a point where the labels were becoming such a big issue. Because Brandy's like, I don't know why I'm being called a bully. I don't know why I'm being called a racist, all these things. But at the same point, she's not realizing the link is between her actions and what Joyce did. Mm-hmm. And regardless of Joyce's, you know, maybe like a too much of like a try hard, she's too good, or she's just not everyone's favorite housewife, at the main point, Brandy can't have it be pulled out of thin air why she was called these things. And
right.
She's basically now pointing the finger back and saying, you're at fault because you're saying labels. And then Carlton gets in on it and says, you're using labels. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Regardless of if Brandy was rude to you. So it's kind of like Joyce is like, well, I'm saying these words because she was mean. You know, it's,
I think Carlton walked
like,
in at the wrong time.
Woo.
I think she walked in at a point where she heard the middle of the conversation, so I don't think she really knew the like what they were talking about from
What'd
the very beginning. But
well, yes. Just quickly touching on Carlton, I think she was just being a girl's girl, like watching out for her, you know, new bestie, which I think is cute. But yeah, came in at the wrong time, didn't get to hear the whole backstory. But the way that Brandy started off her apology was like very passive aggressive. And it was not even an apology. She never apologized for what she did. And as much as you guys know I love Brandy, I think that she does need to take responsibility for her actions. Just because you drink in Palm Springs doesn't make you an alcoholic, but the level of, like, drunk that she was and her behavior, like, she does need to apologize for some of it. And she continues to be a B-I-T-C-H to her.
Well, speaking of B-I-T-C-H, it seems like her recurring excuse was, I was just being a bitch.
And you can't just...
just be like, well, I was just being a bitch. I wasn't being a bully. I was being a bitch. What's the difference? You know, there's... I think Brandy needed to take a little more time before she did this and think about how it made her feel, how it made Trace feel. But I think that as much as Brandy knows she was wrong in some situations, she just cannot get herself to, of all people, Joyce.
She hates
well, that
her.
Was
like,
the
damn,
thing.
She almost like shot herself in the foot. It's like, damn, of all people I had to be rude to, I had to be you, because now I have to apologize because I was wrong, but you suck. It's like...
But that was the weird thing, is that later, Brandy was making the excuse that she was acting that way because she was upset about her dog. So
right.
In some heart of hearts, she knows that there was something that she needed to repent for in some way because
she knows.
Hurt her.
She knows.
So, you
she's
know, it was the dog. She's stressed. She misses her kids. Her ex-husband
just,
has them.
It's just, she can't really say what it is, and that is that she's annoyed by Joyce. Everything that Joyce does and says annoys her.
Well, in the scenes from the next episode, it shows that Brandy breaks down and is saying that she's in a dark point of her life, and I think that, unfortunately, Joyce is her target.
Yep.
And it's someone that she doesn't like, so it's very easy to not like her and to just unleash.
And plus, Joyce doesn't give a lot of reaction, and that makes the person who's, makes
even
them more annoyed. Like, just get pissed
give me
off.
Something.
Yes, right. But Joyce won't give it to her, so.
But it's interesting because one of the lines from Brandy was, you know, my whole family's falling apart. And I do think that she's targeting some of her inner aggression towards Joyce, but, you know, Kyle's married, has a family that seems perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know, Joyce, with whatever's going on with her husband, they seem to have two sons. They're happy. I'm not sure why, when there's plenty of other people that seem to have somewhat healthy, happy marriages. They have kids. They're working. Mm-hmm. The wives are staying home. They're providing. Whatever it is, you know, Brandy doesn't have the luxury to be a stay-at-home mm-hmm. mom. And she has to get out. She has to write a book. She has to promote it. Mm-hmm. She's not going to, like, make all of her money just off the show and be mm-hmm. able to survive and have a house and all these things. So there are things I think she's envious of and she's seeing because she's bringing that up. But, like, why – I think Joyce – is not always been our favorite, but I wonder why she did target Joyce over Kyle, for instance, or someone else that had a family.
I don't know. Probably was the very beginning when Joyce started with nothing and she went over to Lisa and said, I said something about your hair and you said, I don't care. It was very immature. Obviously, it immediately showed that she's going to get upset about the little things, and maybe that aggravated her. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe because she's beautiful. She has long, pretty hair. I don't know what it is.
Do you think it is that, like, so Joyce was a model. She was in pageants. You know, Kyle says all the time, I'm not a model. Like, I never wanted to be a model. So mm-hmm. Kyle has her thing. Kyle is, like, beautiful. She's stylish. She has great fashion. Like, I love the outfit she pulls off. But she's not a model. She's not the one with legs for days. And she's, like, way too teeny tiny. And then, you know, Lisa was never, like, really saying she was an aspiring model. She acted back in the day. Like, is it that Joyce represented what Brandy, like, wants? She's a model. They have similar body types.
They have very similar body types.
They're both tall. You know, super, like, really skinny, lanky, long legs. It's, like, kind of the mirror reflections. Kind of could be, like, the blonde brunette version, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I think there's some aspects. Healthy jealousy in there. I definitely do. I feel like...
Healthy?
What's the difference with healthy and unhealthy,
I think healthy meaning that it kind of makes you want to look good. It's like, you know, those people that, like, that friend that you make and they look amazing. You're like, you know what? I want to start doing my nails again.
It motivates
again.
You.
It motivates you,
to
right.
To be better,
you
but
know
I don't
what?
Think
I've gained
is.
5 pounds, and she looks great, and she works out. I'm going to go work out. I think that it could do that. I don't know if it upset her because there's somebody else that looks great. I mean, but Carlton has a really, you know, she's really, even though she's really muscly, she's obviously very thin, too. I mean, she mm-hmm. looks,
you know,
great.
It's interesting, though, like, so I think Joyce now, like, she does modeling gigs. She stays at home. Carlton seems to mm-hmm. stay at home, whatever, but... Brandy, for all the H-E-L-L she went through and all of that awful stuff
H-E-L-L.
With the affair. Well, we can't cuss people. I know I sound like an idiot. But she got a New York Times bestseller book out of it. She
it's
wrote
amazing.
A book. She's book touring. She has a second book she right. has coming out. I right. cannot imagine what Joyce would write a book about. Like, she, I'm not sure. There's
her
not
baby?
A scandal.
Her
There's
baby's
not
wee-wee?
My baby.
Her baby's
affair.
Wee-wee?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, listen. In all the jealousy, there is something that's separating Brandy apart, mm-hmm. and she needs to own it, you
yes.
know, and go
yes.
forward with it.
Yes, absolutely. I listen, Joyce's comments have been nothing but aggravating regarding her husband's penis size and her baby and all these things that she says. They're annoying as hell. I think she knew they were annoying, and it would cause the drama and would cause people like us to talk about her, clearly. Mm-hmm. But... on the flip side, Brandy, like Yolanda says, she's someone that can't fake it. She has to say it like it is. So you have these two people, one who's not very authentic in a lot of ways. I mean, she's obviously filtering herself and choosing to say certain things and not say certain things. And then you have Brandy who just says whatever she wants. They're not going to make a great team. They're just not.
They're
speaking
never
of authentic friends. Penises, did
authentic
we,
penises?
Did we decide that Brandy had a fake sex message? Because you seem to think
okay.
it was fake. Oh.
Speaking of authentic penises,
well, no,
I love you.
Because Joyce talks about her husband's.
Well, I thought it was... Okay, so I currently change my text message ringtone so that when I get a text, it's that, like, ding, ding, whatever sound. Mm-hmm. I have an iPhone. But I know I'm very, you know, cautious about... I notice a lot of things regarding the Blackberries that they're using. So I'm not... This is just... I'm not saying this is for sure, but I find it interesting that they all carry Blackberries... first of all, when no one really does anymore. And also that the BlackBerry that Brandy was holding made the iPhone ding-ding sound that my iPhone makes when it got a text message, when she got a text message. So I had a viewer a few weeks ago comment in that it was probably a producer that, or the producers, you know, gave them these phones and tells them what to say or whatever.
So the producer sent the dick pic.
I don't think there was even a dick pic. There was no dick pic. Did you see how fast Brandy... looked at the phone and then saw Carlton and looked at Carlton.
She looked for like a half a second.
It was literally, she was like, I got a dick pic, and then she looks at the phone. It's like, wouldn't you look at the phone first and then look up?
And look at it for a while depending on the dick size.
Yeah,
so
unless,
if it was quick, just
right.
saying.
And you got the phone, I definitely, they put that in later, the text tone, and they put the wrong text tone. If anybody has a BlackBerry out there, any of you, I don't know if there's anybody left, but if you do, I would love to know if that text sound is offered on the BlackBerry. Otherwise, I think that unless she did get the sound, you know, she did get the text message, but then they had to pick a sound just to make it louder, and they picked the wrong sound. Who knows? But I don't know who would be sending a picture of their genitals to somebody who's on a TV show.
But also,
what do you think
said,
it's going to leak? And or
she said that they've never even kissed before, and she's shocked that he would do
something.
Yeah, it
just sounds
like
Brandy though. Why is she shocked?
Why didn't Carl? Oh yeah, Carlton didn't want to see the pic, right?
She only wants to see one, her husband.
Okay, right. Okay, so who knows? I guess we'll never really know about this, but I think it's.
Have you guys ever been sent a dick pic?
Ooh, it's a dick pic.
Bill, I don't want to see this.
Oh.
I'm impressed, though.
Let me see.
I got one. See? I looked at it so quickly.
Just kidding. Phil, what do you think? Do you think that, would you ever send a picture of your genitals to a girl?
Never.
Ever, even if you were in a relationship?
If your face was out of it, if it
never.
Was just a POV shot?
If nope. someone gave you $500,000?
Nope.
$1 million?
Nope.
No, he's a classy. We've already.
What if it was your wife?
He's a nope. gentleman.
Ask this. Side story, real fast. I promise, fans, because nobody cares about me.
Oh, we care about you.
I know you guys do, but the fans
people
don't.
Really do care about what you have to say. Just
okay,
so, you know.
So
when you spoke on Stinky and JWoww, everybody was like that. We got like the most viewers that day. No, seriously, we did.
Fair enough. We were in Las Vegas for a convention last week, and we were at a club, and everyone was so tired. So I was like, all right, I have to man up and pretend that I'm drinking and just. Balls to the wall, have fun. So everyone's like, oh my God, I've never seen Phil like dancing and look at how much he's taking shots. And like people start wanting to take pictures of me. I was like, no, you don't take pictures of me. That's the moral of the story.
Take pictures of me.
So basically, if anyone basically, dated you, it would have to be while you were sleeping, which would not be a good angle.
I got a picture of you on Thanksgiving, but you didn't know. You were.
I'd like to see this.
I have one. I'll show you it.
All right, let's get back on topic. People are probably like, what?
No, okay, anyway. So, moral of the story, don't take a picture of your vagina, your penis.
I hate that word, too. Sorry. I'm with Kyle on that.
Okay.
No. It's a tweeter.
Okay, your tweeter, no, your butt, weird. Your nipples, anything. And don't send them to somebody on a TV show who occasionally gets drunk and could possibly lose their phone, their BlackBerry, that they don't really have. All right. So, I think we'll end it at that. Let's get in some predictions. You guys have anything else you want to say?
I think that the fight is not over between Brandy and Joyce. Even though I hope that it would be, I don't think that it is. I think that something else will arise.
Well, they hugged it out, even though they didn't really hug it out, because Brandy said, don't touch me.
I have to say, I admire Joyce for putting herself in the line of fire, because if someone's been that mean to me, I'm not about to go do a fake hug. But I genuinely think
she was
it wasn't
person
fake.
Today.
I really did think she was just
she
like,
was. She was like,
let's have
go
a moment
it.
Of tenderness. Mm-hmm. Let's just have this happen. Yeah. So I thought I applaud her.
Yep.
I applaud you, Joyce.
Good job,
plus
Joyce.
One for Joyce.
Yep. I think that this week we saw a different side, so you never know. But yeah. I think Brandy needs to take this and move forward as well. But hopefully there'll be some other drama for us.
Oh, there will.
Isn't happening.
What's the big appeal with so my prediction is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're going to do predictions. We'll do predictions now. Can't wait for the music.
Come on. You're after Buzz TV.
Can't wait to hear this song. Of this music. Okay, go ahead.
That they were like so excited to see Arnold Schwarzenegger of all people that's who Yolanda and Brandy were excited about on the book signing.
I don't think they were. Okay,
the guy at the hotel, didn't he say it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's?
They no,
said who slept.
They
in
said
this
who
room.
Slept in the bed and oh, who
in
slept
the
in
bed?
This in this
yeah.
room. Because they were wondering who stayed in the hotel before.
Oh.
And when they heard Arnold Schwarzenegger, they got really grossed
out.
I thought
they were saying he was like downstairs or something.
No,
like,
they, did you see them jump so out of funny. Bed as if there was like.
Left
Schwarzenegger
so
semen
funny.
In the bed. Yeah, they were like. Bleh.
Okay, what's your prediction?
Let's go to you first. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh.
Think about this one.
I think that Kim is going to take a picture of Kingsley's penis and send it to Brandy.
I think that's sexy.
I think it would be awesome.
That would
a
be
dog
awesome.
Dick pic.
A dog dick pic. You know what? My prediction cannot top that. Let's end it at that one. Where can we find you?
At Jill Annenberg. Send me your dog dick pic.
Oh, God.
Not really.
Do not send me your dog.
Don't
yeah,
send it to me.
Guard.
Miss Ashley Daniels on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.